The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater. Coldwater Cardinal basketball is on the air.
Maurer looking. Finds Stempien. He's doubled up deep in the backcourt. Throws the ball to Beck Hughes, and he wants to run. Slings it to Streaky Maurer. Nice pass to Taggart, and he scores underneath. Cardinals lead by 7 once again. A poke away and a steal by Kenzie Galloway. She has numbers. Better not miss the layup. She does not.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Amerigas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Lobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Cooley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Halen Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
Logan Taggart launches a triple and banks it in!
1 great Coldwater school, Coldwater, William Bass, on the air, this break, or Cardinal Boys.
Oh no. Did you somehow miss the season's first big RV show at Michiana Events Center? Well, don't beat yourself up. No harm, no foul. Most of it's still going on. It's just moved to Halet Auto and RV in Coldwater. Oh, yeah. You may have missed the mech, but Halet was the star of the show anyway, and they're full speed ahead now on plans for a new season of RVing fun. All the new models on display now from 18 of the nation's top manufacturers. 10 campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes, complete parts and accessories, special show financing, show-stopping deals on Halet's 11-acre RV and camping supercenter, the place where you're going to find what you want now. 2013 closeout prices for a limited time on brand spanking new, never-before-seen 14 models. All you have to do is show up to see everything new for camping. Hightail it to Halet Auto and RV, US 12 East of I-69, Exit 13, Coldwater, Michigan. Online at HaletAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
And a welcome to Coldwater School.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Did you know that for over 80 years, Warner Oil Company has been providing the residents of Branch County and the surrounding area with quality fuels and lubricants? This is Glenn. Since the 1930s, Warner Oil has supplied customers with home heating oil, farm diesel fuel, and engine oils and grease. We want to thank our customers for making us the number one fuel oil distributor in Branch County. Your support allowed us to deliver over 5 million gallons of gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants last year. With our commitment to customer service, you can be confident that you will always get prompt and courteous service when you need it the most. Our facilities and our equipment provide assurance that your fuel and lubricants will be clean and secure without any contamination. Stop by Warner Oil today at 400 Ray Street in Coldwater, or you can visit us at Roost Oil on M49 in Reading. Both offices are open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Hopefully, the third time is going to be the charm, and it sounds like it is. Warm greetings from Coldwater High School, Coldwater Boys Basketball on the air tonight. It's the regular season finale between the Cardinals and the Lloyd-Norris Mice. I'm Sean Watson. To my left is Al Rackesy.
Good to be here, Sean, and warm greetings to everybody out there from me, too. On a chilly night, and it sounds like we're going to be in for some chilly weather for a while, but
I just shake my head whenever you say that. Whenever anybody says that.
Final home boys basketball game of the season. Final regular season basketball game for the boys. So hopefully they can do some damage against the Lloyd-Norris Knights, who they lost to the last time. But Coach Kelly and the Cardinals hoping for a little different result on their home floor tonight.
Well, let's talk about the Knights, who come in with a record of 4-9 in the Smack East, 6-12 overall. They had a makeup game on Saturday against our friends the Sturgis Trojans, and a certain Chance Stewart did a lot of heavy damage on Saturday night. Sturgis won the game 52-44. Chance Stewart set the Sturgis High School single-game scoring record for boys basketball. He had 43 of Sturgis's 52 points.
Well, he's an outstanding young man and an outstanding athlete. And obviously, Lloyd-Norris didn't have an answer for him that night. He was pretty determined, the way it sounds. So congratulations to Chance and the Trojans for knocking off the Knights that night. But Cardinals are going to try and do the same thing here tonight in the CHS gym.
For Lloyd-Norris, Marcus Torres had 12 points, 3 steals. Eddie Gillen, 5 points, but he had 12 rebounds. Eddie Gillen has been the go-to person in the first year of the post-Bishop Robinson era for the Lloyd-Norris basketball program and head coach Matt Koval. Gillen with 11.5 points and 6.8 rebounds per game, leading the way in both categories. Marcus Torres, your second leading scorer at 10.8. He's the leading assist person at 2.7 per game, also averaging 1.7 steals per game. So going, the offense really goes through their senior point guard, Marcus Torres, and also junior Eddie Gillen.
That sure does. Gillen had 22 points the last game against the Cardinals, and Torres had 16. So that tells you how integral parts of that offense team that they are for Matt DeBalt in the Lloyd-Norris Knights.
Really, that game happened 2 weeks ago. That was actually a makeup. The final score was 55-41. As you mentioned, Gillen with 22, Torres with 16. Ryan Hadley off the bench with Coldwater with 11 points that night.
Sure did. Ryan got a nice spark to the Coldwater Cardinals that night coming off the bench. 11 points that he had. He was 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 4 of 11 from the field goal area, but just brought a lot of energy that night off the bench for Coldwater. So it's nice to see Ryan have a nice game like that. But Logan Dagger had a big game that night, too. Logan had 8 points and a total of 15 rebounds and throwing an assist there, and nice all-around game for Logan.
Look back a little bit closer to the current date. Look back at Friday's loss, Battle Creek Central by Coldwater. 62-34 was the final score. It's a game that Coach Brian Kelly thought his team played a whole lot better than their previous outing where they looked flat against Park Creek.
Yeah, I mean, the effort was there. There's no question about that. Coldwater did not shoot the ball well at all, though, in the game. Only 26.2% in field goals, 12.5% from the three-point line They did make a nice improvement in their free throw shooting, shooting 71.4%. But the real story of that game was points off turnovers. Battle Creek Central outscoring Kolar 25-7 in that category. But like you said, the effort was there for the Cardinals. Just a much better equipped, if you will, basketball team, the Battle Creek Central Bearcats. There's a reason they're sitting on top of the Pac East, and that's because they're a good team.
Well, on the night for Coldwater, Michael Magos, who named her McDonald's player of the game, led the scoring with 8. Grant Maurer had 6. Ryan Hadley and Morgan Sims coming off the bench with 5. You take a look at the season stats. Logan Taggart, leading scorer and a leading rebounder. His scoring average has come down just a little bit, down to about 9.7 points per game. Still pulling down about 5.8 boards a night. And next on the list, Nate Waterbury, the 9 games that he's been on the varsity, he's been averaging 7.1 points and 3.4 rebounds a game. Ryan Mock, 4 rebounds per game to go along with a shade over 6.1 points. Luke Stempion, I believe he's still on the shelf, but he's been averaging 6.9 before he went down with an ankle injury.
Yeah, Luke is dressed, though, and participating in 3 games girls here. So
similar to Friday on senior night, where Luke got to play the first, 15 seconds of the game.
That was about it. It was nice of Coach Kelly to get him in, though, that night when they honor the seniors. So good to see Luke out there again. I don't think we'll see much of him here tonight. I would presume Coach Kelly would prefer to have him as healthy as possible for the tournament next week.
As this is Coldwater's final regular season game, they would be off until next Monday when they open up district play. They play in the Three Rivers District, and they take on Edwardsburg.
Yep, you and I will be over there for that game, and doing our best to bring you back a Coldwater victory that night.
Let's see if we can get the Cardinals a W here. The Cardinals coming into tonight's game with a 1-12 Mac East record and 4-14 overall.
Yeah, it's been a tough season for Coach Kelly, but again, I know he's probably looking forward to that new league next year and everything. As a lot of us are, I think, let's get back to playing schools that are more our size. And, we're still going to have our competitions with Marshall and Harbor Creek, and that'll be good. So it'll be nice to have those guys along with us. But, the kids have not given up on the season by any means. And, once you get to the tournament, everybody starts 0-0, so anything can happen. But Coach Kelly's kids have played hard all season long for him and the school. And, though the record doesn't show much there, to be honest, they have done a very good job playing aggressively and doing things to Coach Kelly and trying to get better at the
threat. We'll go ahead and take this 2-minute break and bring you a pregame interview that I recorded earlier tonight with Brian Kelly, the head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals. From Coldwater High School, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Don't go on a date in an old car you hate.
Hey, Coldwater, matchmakers Michelle Streets
and Melissa Hanna here.
It's February, so this month we're matching people up with the car of their dreams.
During our Meet Your Match sales event,
you could get up to $1,500 off a nicer, newer car today.
Now that's a sweetheart of a deal.
Heart been broken by bad credit rejection in the past?
Our For the People credit approval process
has better aim than Cupid with a crossbow.
And the banks and lenders want to say yes, 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 yes.
So if your car just isn't doing it for you anymore,
find love again during our Meet Your Match sales event.
Get up to $1,500 off a hot new ride and get matched up with a nicer, newer car you'll love today.
But hurry, this deal is like young love and won't last forever.
I'm Michelle Streets.
And I'm Melissa Hanna,
a dealer for the people. Visit us at Rainbow Motor Sales in Coldwater
or online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Our pregame conversation with Coldwater boys basketball coach Brian Kelly, brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company. Is your company doing its part to help save the planet? Union Pallet and Container offers a complete recycling program to retrieve, remanufacture, and repair pallets that are beyond their usable life. Call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888, where they're a proud supporter of the Branch Area Food Pantry. On a senior night, Friday night, the loss to Battle Creek Central, a much better effort Friday night than we saw Wednesday night against Harper Creek. And you were telling me that over the weekend you were going over some things on the Harper Creek game video that the team needed to work on.
Yeah, we just, in the Harper Creek game, we just did a lot of things that we haven't really been poor at this year. Defensively and stuff, we just, our rotations were not there. For whatever reason it was, we just did not play the style of basketball that we're capable of on Wednesday night. And, you know, we worked on that stuff and got ready for Battle Creek Central, and I thought we did a much better job against them. You know, they're just so much more athletic than we are right now. You know, great basketball team. And Battle Creek Central's got a chance to go deep into the tournament with the athletes they have.
Now, some of the nice things that you saw out of your team coming out of Friday's game.
I thought our defensive positioning was a lot better. Our rotations were 10 times better than it was the night before or the game before. And so, you know, those are things that we got to keep improving on. We can't slide back. Tonight is another tough opponent with Kalamazoo Laura Norix, and you know, we've got to make sure that we have our defense in their spots, and they're rotating to help each other on drives and any type of passing and penetration into the into our defense.
Of course, the Cardinals and the Knights played each other 2 weeks ago, so clearly the Knights are fresh on the minds of coaches and on the players too.
Yeah, and I thought we played a pretty good game up there. You know, we had a lead going into the fourth quarter, and just they put a little run at the beginning of the fourth quarter, and it kind of got out by about 6-7 points on us, and it kind of stayed that way for most of the fourth quarter until, you know, last 2 or 3 minutes where we had to try and foul to get back into the game, and to their credit, they made free throws. And, you know, we missed a few shots there, and it ended up being, I think, a 10-point game or something like that, 10 or 11. So, you know, the kids know this is a team we can play with. This is a team we can we could have a good end of our regular season tonight with a win, and hopefully they'll come ready to play and, you know, want to end their final home game here at Coldwater, you know, with a victory tonight.
Brian Kelly, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, best of luck tonight. We'll talk to you afterwards.
All right, thanks.
We're back with more after this. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Oh, no. Did you somehow miss the season's first big RV show at Michiana Events Center? Well, don't beat yourself up. No harm, no foul. Most of it's still going on. It's just moved to Haylett Auto and RV in Coldwater. Oh, yeah. You may have missed the mech, but Haylett was the star of the show anyway, and they're full speed ahead now on plans for a new season of RVing fun. All the new models on display now from 18 to the nation's top manufacturers.
10 campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes.
Complete parts and accessories, special show financing, show-stopping deals on Haylett's 11-acre RV and camping supercenter, the place where you're going to find what you want now. 2013 closeout prices for
for a limited time on brand spanking new, never-before-seen 14 models.
All you have to do is show up
to see everything new for camping. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV, U.S. 12 east of I-69, exit 13, Coldwater, Michigan. Online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com,
where your family camping adventures begin.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
Doday's on-time services is the name to know when you need to heat or cool your home, make sure your water heater is heating, improve the quality of your drinking water, or repair any type of plumbing problem. Now, that's a lot of services, and that's why they also offer a Priority Club membership. For a yearly fee, they'll do an annual maintenance check on all your systems. Plus, you'll get discounts on parts when you need them and priority service when you have a problem. That's Doday's on-time services, your trusted plumbing and heating company. Call 278-2995, 278-2995.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. Sean Watson, Al Ragasey, Mike Side, Sean Delaney back to the WTVB studios, producing and engineering. Zach Boyce will be up the CCS TV camera for rebroadcast coming up mid to late March, I'll say. Coldwater Cardinal boys basketball team's going to make it a sweep of the two games here tonight. Earlier tonight, that was the Coldwater JV finishing out their season with a 63-47 win against Loy Norix to close out the campaign for head coach Quinn Berry, 14-6.
Not a bad season at all for Coach Berry. Some help coming for Coach Kelly. He's going to need it because he's going to be losing some seniors, but Coach Berry's team was in control of that game pretty much all the way. I don't believe Loy Norix ever led.
They did not, although they had it tied very early.
Right, had it tied and cut it to one point early in the third quarter. But Coach Berry's team coming away with that 63-47 win. And Colin Warner, if we had the name of McDonald's player of the game for the JVs, would win hands down. 24 points for Colin, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 steals.
That's just about a complete game as we've seen from any of the JV players, even when Nate Waterbury was still at JV's.
Yeah, so Colin obviously looking forward to next season, I would presume, at this point, finishing real strong for Coach Berry. And, you know, he's going to challenge Beck Houston and Waterbury for some playing time at that guard position.
The Austin Krasnemski, the second leading scorer, 8 points and 5 rebounds. The Akers actually had 6 rebounds as the Cardinal JVs out-rebounded the Knight JVs 45-35.
Well, they did a really nice job on the boards. And, you know, I know you've got some other stats probably to go over there, but one thing I want to mention, Brandon Lewis played a real nice game for Coach Berry and the JV squad coming off of the bench. So, gave him some real quality minutes out there. I'm not sure what his stats were in the game, but
I'll be glad to tell you that he had 7 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 steals coming off the bench tonight.
Yeah, he did a really nice job. So
the Cardinal freshmen, of course, are currently involved in the 41st annual Al Klein Noon Exchange Club freshman boys basketball tournament that is being played all this week at Legg Middle School. Yesterday, the Cardinal freshmen won against
Jackson County Western.
The Western Panthers, 44-30 was the final score.
Well, congratulations to Coach Petsko and his freshman hoopsters. They're going to move on and play against.
They will play against the Angola Hornets tomorrow in the championship bracket.
Yeah, nice to see Angola in that tournament. And hopefully Coach Petsko's team will have success again tomorrow night.
Say Angola had beaten Loy Norix yesterday. Getting back to the stats yesterday, Zach Murphy led the Coldwater freshmen with 12 points. Jake Fitzhusen and Eric Roberts each with 6. Eric Bach and Colin Torrey with 5 apiece. Leading rebounder was Vinny Baroni. 5 points to go along with his 8 rebounds.
Good balance scoring for the freshman team. And sure they all helped out on the boards as well. Nice team win for the freshmen.
Now, once again, the Coldwater freshmen playing against Angola. That will be the 7:15 game at Leg Middle School tomorrow as the freshman boys basketball tournament rolls on. Of course, Saturday there will be four games beginning at 2. Hopefully we can see Coach Pesco's freshmen make it to the championship game again this year.
Well, that would be great. No question about it. Very nice to have that tournament at the end of the season for the freshmen. It gives them something to shoot for, a championship of sorts. So hopefully the outcome will be good tomorrow, and we'll see them play on Friday.
Meanwhile, the Coldwater girls, they open up their district play tomorrow. Everybody on the team and the coaching staff were watching Three Rivers take out Edwardsburg yesterday in the opening round of the district. We'll talk more about that as the evening progresses. Right now, we'll go ahead and take this two-minute break and bring you the starting lineup and the opening tip of our regular season finale boys basketball game here at Coldwater High School between the Cardinals and the Loynork Knights. From Coldwater High School, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
It's a simple question.
You know a good place to eat?
And it has a simple answer. Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. Actually, it's more than just a good place to eat. Sure, they offer choice Black Angus, seafood, and daily dinner specials, but they also have great drink specials, and they have 24 beers on tap, including Bell's Hop Slam and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Plus, you can enjoy live entertainment every Thursday night at Coldwater's premier steakhouse, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12.
How low can you go? How about zero? Introducing Consumers' Exclusive MasterCard Partnership. Rewards?
Yep. They beat rates, hands down.
Security? Yes.
You gotta remember, it's federally insured.
Local service? You got it.
They're personable. They know your face. They know your name.
Ask us about zero balance transfers.
At Consumers Credit Union, they're always happy to see you.
Consumers Credit Union. Go, live, work, play.
At AmeriGas Propane Company, you get the big company backing with local people you know and trust. This is Lisa Visa, and we have over 100 years combined propane experience at AmeriGas. With our 24/7 emergency call center, we won't leave you out in the cold or unsafe at any time. We offer fantastic first fill options for new customers and guaranteed price programs and budgets for all customers that qualify. For more information, visit us on US 12 in Coldwater, online at AmeriGas.com, or call 517-278-4521.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
The starting lineups are being brought to you by Schwartz Ripbeer Stand. Think spring. Schwartz Ripbeer Stand will be opening for the season next Monday, March 3rd. Schwartz Ripbeer Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Streets, Coldwater, where your debit and credit cards will be gladly accepted in 2014. For the Loynork Knights, 4-9 on the Smack East, 6-12 overall. Under head coach Matt Cobalt. In the backcourt will be Marcus Torres, a 5'10 senior, and Spencer Welsh, a 5'8 junior. Up front, Trevor Pilato, a 6'3 sophomore, and Eddie Gillen, the team's leading scorer. He's a 6'foot junior. In the middle, Willie Mitchell, a 6'3 senior. For the Coldwater Cardinals, 1-12 in the Snag East, 4-14 overall under head coach Brian Kelly. In the backcourt will be Luke Beckhusen, a 5'10 sophomore, Nate Waterbury, a 5'10 sophomore, and Grant Maurer, a 6'foot senior. Up front, Ryan Mock, a 6'3 senior, and Logan Taggart, the team's leading scorer, a 6'4 junior.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, Sean, you know, the game for the Loynork was close the third quarter. I believe the Cardinals had a 1-point lead, and then at the end. And then Dwayne Arch just pulled away, outscoring the Cardinals 21-8. Their speed and quickness really is something that they took advantage of and the Cardinals weren't able to keep up with.
It'll be Logan Taggart and Eddie Gillen jumping at center circle. Coldwater moving left to right across the radio dial, and Loynork from right to left. For course, for the CCS-TV rebroadcast, it'll be the opposite. The ball is flashed in the backcourt to Nate Waterbury. He gives to Grant Maurer as we get the final regular season game of the 2013-14 season underway. Taggart couldn't handle the pass. He tips it inside to the Knights. Parlato has a steal now. Marcus Torres to the left wing to Spencer Welch. Now back up top to Torres. Parlato on the right wing. Now get it back up top. The ball being kept around the perimeter. Cardinals starting out man-to-man defensively.
Both teams actually starting out man-to-man defensive-wise.
Spencer Welch trying to feed it inside. It's taken away by Coldwater.
Grant Maurer with the interception.
It would have been interesting to see Grant Maurer play football this season, taking off Trevor Parlato. That was a rather lopsided win. One of the more lopsided wins for the Coldwater football team this past season up at Roy North. And Trevor Parlato was the starting quarterback.
You're right.
Trevor Parlato also picking up his first foul. Team first of the game coming with 7:04 left to play in the first quarter. No score. Right-handed dribble by Waterbury. Trying to get the ball to Grant Maurer. He tracked it down. He was tangled up by his defender, Dillon. Now Mock on the left wing. Hot step. A shot from the corner is good. Long two for Ryan Mock. The Cardinals get on the scoreboard first. 2-0. 6:50 left to play in the quarter. Quickly other end with a 4-3-pointer. Just short for Parlato.
Logan Taggart nabs the rebound for the Cardinals.
Swings it ahead to Ryan Mock. Off the glass. Don't count it. He trapped.
Oh. Didn't see the shuffle of the feet there, but obviously the official did.
I think maybe the shuffle may have come in the path before the ball went to Ryan Mock.
Could have been.
Aloy North gets it down 2-0. 6:40 left to play in the first quarter. Welch on the right wing. The feed inside to the elbow to Dillon. Pick the ball out. Three-pointer good for Marcus Torres.
Torres gives Aloy North the lead here early.
Well, they say it's a long two, so it's a 2-2 tie.
Well, Ben Beal signal three.
Here's a dribble drive, continuation, move, and a score for Waterbury.
Hey, Waterbury taking it hard to the hoop.
Well, he did correct Torres' three-pointer. It's 4-3. Remains 4-3 with an air ball on the corner by Spencer Welch.
Trevor Parlato knocks one down for the Knights, though.
They regain the lead 5-4. 2-2-1 zone press being shown by the Knights. Ryan Mock still on the backcourt to Waterbury. The trap comes out. Waterbury avoids the trap, takes it to the baseline. Ran out of room. The ball taken away by Roy Morris. Ahead, they try to throw the ball to Louis Mitchell. Ball taken them right back by Coldwater.
Knocked away by Luke Beckhusen to start that play off.
And another traffic violation by Ryan Mock.
Well, can't afford those mistakes in this game.
Nope. You mentioned one of the referees being the former Portage Central basketball standout, the former coach, Ben Neal.
Yeah, Portage Northern's former varsity basketball coach, boys. And got out of it a few years ago and picked up the whistle and his way of continuing to get back to the sport.
One of the points of emphasis from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, well, it's been ongoing, but more so than ever nowadays.
Oh, absolutely.
5-4, Loy North with a lead, 5:10 left to play in the quarter. Waterbury still trapped in the backcourt, across to Mock. Now Maurer trying to feed Taggart inside, knocked away by streaking Louis Mitchell. Out of bounds back to Coldwater, 5:06 left to play in the quarter.
Good job by Mitchell, hustling back on defense. Logan Taggart looks like he would have had a nice, easy layup.
As it is, the Cardinals reset. Beckhusen on the left sideline, dribbled into the top of the perimeter. Now to Maurer. Kepler-Head takes the double-team team out. It looked like a nice switch to his own. A drive, right baseline, and a score for Beckhusen. The Coldwater regained the lead at 5.
Beckhusen with the bucket, and Grant Maurer with the assist.
Night ball. It's Spencer Welch between the circles, now moving to the right elbow, cut off by that Coldwater double team. He gets the ball back, launches a three-pointer up top, and drains it.
Yeah.
8-6, Lloyd Norris on top, 4:31 left to play in the first quarter. And the Knights are pressing.
Lloyd Norris was only 2 of 18 from the three-point line.
They already have 2 in this game.
Yeah.
And another turnover by the Coldwater Cardinals. Long pass going out of bounds. We will see for the Knights, Terrell Kelly coming in. He's a 5'9 senior. He's got the ball top of the key to the right wing. Lee Mitchell holds the ball up high, trying to feed Grant Mitchell, who also checked in. A steal and a miss on the pass break by Luke Beckhuizen.
Yeah, Luke should have went up with the left hand. Pass intercepted by Ryan Mott.
Back and forth we go. 8-6 Lloyd Norris, 3:55 left to play in the quarter. Offensive foul committed by Grant Maurer. Taking the charge underneath the bucket was Mitchell. That's Louie Mitchell. First foul for the Cardinals, coming to 3:52 left to play in the first quarter. Keegan Bates, 6'1 sophomore, coming in for head coach Matt Cobalt. First substitution of the night for Coldwater will come in the form of Ryan Haley, the 6'3 senior. Logan Taggart takes his first breather of the night. Cardinals setting their defense in the backcourt as Marcus Torres gets the ball on the weave. Terrell Kelly is half intercepted by Hadley.
Ryan Hadley comes in right away and makes an impact.
Here's Waterbury at top for three.
Ace Waterbury buries a three for the Cardinals.
Coldwater regains the lead, 9-8, 3:27 left to play in the quarter. Torres blocked underneath, and it is going to remain Lloyd Norris ball. He and Beckhuizen were battling underneath. G.K. Wells Lindsay coming in for the Knights, a 5'10 sophomore. His first name is Gabrion, but I was told by Coach Koval that he prefers G.K. Lloyd Norris ball, and Keegan Banks converts on a three-quarter underneath on the set play. The Knights regain the lead, 10-9. Whistle and a night foul as they were pressing the Cardinals in the backcourt. It will be G.K. Wells Lindsley with his first foul, team second. The inbound, Grant Maurer, triple team trapping him at center court, finds Waterbury on the right wing. He's two-time. He needs help. He needs a lot of help. Finds Maurer on the corner. Now inside, Ryan Hanley, couple of pump fakes. Soft floater, a short rebound, pulled down by Gillis. Eddie Gillen ahead to Wells Lindsay. Kick the ball to Torres, now up top to Gillen. Torres to reset, 2:52 left to play in the first quarter. Coldwater down, 10-9 to Lloyd Norris. The regular season finale for the Cardinals. Not the regular season finale for the Knights. They have a makeup game coming up at Grand Rapids Christian on Thursday. The Knights travel with the ball, giving it back to Coldwater, so don't count the jumper that bank string.
Well, this game's been back and forth the whole first quarter here.
The Knights are showing that 2-2-1 zone press. Ball still in the backcourt. Maurer, Beckhuizen finally crossed. The trap meets them, and one part of that trap, either Wells Lindley or Gillen, is going to be a tough to foul. It will be Eddie Dillon, his first team third for the Knights. One foul up on the board for Coldwater, 2:32 left to play in the first quarter. Maurer the inbound, sideline left to Waterbury. Dribble drive, a shot from five, is just short. He gets his own rebound, aided by a tip by Ryan Hadley. Waterbury's knocked down. He draws a foul from Lloyd Norris with Keegan Banks, his first team fourth, and it's a shooting foul to boot. Nate Waterbury to the line. He was an outstanding free throw shooter during his time on the JV. That percentage went down a little bit on the varsity.
Around 60% for the varsity right now, so not doing too bad.
First of two is good for Nate. Ties the game up at 10, 2:25 left to play in the first quarter. For the lead, down, up, and good. 11-10. Coldwater leading Lloyd Norris. The ball lofted into Eddie Gillen off of his hands and taken away by Mock.
Good interior defense being played here in this first quarter by the Cardinals.
Ryan Mock still in the backcourt. Slings the ball to Maurer. Get it to Hadley. Left corner three. Air ball. Beckhuizen with a rebound. Nice position. Pass goes inside to Mock. Ball knocked away from Mock. And it'll be Lloyd Norris' ball as Devon Mitchell comes in, a 6'1 junior. Up at Loy Marsh, the game that you and Ken did, is this something that Matt Cobalt did a lot, bringing in a lot of fresh bodies all the time?
Yeah, he absolutely did. They also did a lot of trapping like they're trying to do here in this game as well.
The Cardinals so far having success trying to get away from the trap. Coldwater foul. Ryan Mock picking up his first team second. It'll be night ball underneath their bucket. A minute 43 left to play in the first quarter. Coldwater up 11-10. The inbound by Wells Runsley slapped away by Waterbury, who was right in front of him defending.
When I first looked at that, I thought he threw it off the backboard.
The Knights get it back before they can inbound the ball. Ryan Mock will come to the bench and give way to Blaze Watson, a 6'1 junior. Foul underneath. Eddie Gillen's take to the bucket. Blaze Watson, as soon as he gets into the game, he gets the foul. His first, team third. It'll be night ball. Not a shooting foul, though. Get it inbounded. Deegan Banks trying to shoot over the triple team. Harshly blocked. Beck is there. Underneath. Other end of the floor. Hadley is passed. Mitchell will be assessed the foul. His first will be the team fifth, and Hadley to the stripe, where he has only been shooting about 40%
of the season. Came through the other night, though, against Battle Creek Central. He made a couple of free throws.
First one, Brecken. Brent to Dougie. Ugly. Scout Case and Michael Magos coming in for Coldwater. Case a 5'6 senior and Magos a 5'11 junior. Meanwhile, for Loy Nark, Spencer Welch will come back in as Devon Mitchell comes to the bench. Second of two from Ryan Hadley coming up with a minute 29 left to play in the first quarter. 11-10, 12-10. Hadley splits the pair.
Perfect on that one.
Nice cast of the long pass by Spencer Welch. Welch gets it back in Torres. Welch launches a triple. It's just short. Hadley with a rebound. One and done for the Knights. Ahead looking for Blaze Watson. He had numbers. Too far underneath the bucket. Finds Michael Magos. Five-footer from the middle. Is short. Watson doing his darndest, trying to save the ball, and he's able to bounce it off of Torres out of bounds back to Coldwater with a minute 6 left in the quarter.
Great hustle by Blaze Watson. Diving for that loose ball, knocking it off the Loy Marsh defender.
Scout Case to inbound. He's looking. He throws the ball to Magos. Catches it at the edge of the center court circle. Blaze to Case. Now get it back to Watson. Moving off the screen set by Hadley. It's Hayes. And it went to Booth. Keegan Banks picking up his second foul. So after that make by Blaze, 14-10, 15-15-10. If Blaze is able to finish on the three-point play. Jimmy Reed Russell coming in for Loy Nark, 16 senior, after Keegan Banks picked up his second foul. Banks is still out there. Blaze Watson finishes the three-point play. It's now 15-10 Coldwater. Quickly the ball the other end of the floor. Torres for three from the right wing. A short ball tip. Unfortunately, the Cardinals tipped it to Reed Russell. He missed underneath. Missed an easy one. Here come the Cardinals. Stop and a pop and a score for Blaze Watson.
Blaze Watson feeling it early here for the Cardinals.
He's living up to his first name right now. 17-10 Cardinals. 31 seconds left to play in the quarter. G.K. Wells Lumsley between the circles. We have a nice play for the final shot of the quarter. Not going to happen. Wells Lumsley, an ill-advised pass. The only guy there was someone wearing a white jersey. That was Ryan Hadley with a pick. Now the Cardinals have a chance to play for the final shot of the quarter. Whistle. And it's going to be a Coldwater call away from the ball, it looks like. Ryan Hadley picking up his first team fourth.
That's what Coach Kelly wanted right there.
Terrell Kelly back in for Loy North. G.K. Wells Lindley to the bench. So, once again, Loy North with a chance to play for the final shot of the quarter. Burrell Kelly, ball to paint. Now up top, three-pointer. Off the back of the rim, no good from Marcus Torres at the buzzer. Coldwater leads Loy North after one, 17-10. Back in a minute, you're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Terrell Kelly will inbound the ball for Loy North to start the second quarter. They're down 17-10. Kelly giving the ball to Marcus Torres on the left wing. Now back to Kelly. No points yet for Eddie Gillen, team's leading scorer, as you pointed out during the break.
Cardinals have been playing great defense all night long.
Notice that Gillen right now is on the bench. Torres between the circles, get it to Welch on the left wing. Now up top it comes to Keegan Banks. Still out there despite picking up his second foul late in the game. Bounce pass was too low of a bounce pass for Jimmy Reed Russell. Taggart trying to take it away, and we get a jump ball. Coldwater will get it on the ultimate possession arrow. Now here comes Gillen into the Loy North lineup as Jimmy Reed Russell comes to the bench. 7:25 left to play in the first half. Coldwater leading 17-10. Ryan Maku inbound in the backcourt, looking at the different-looking press for the nicest time.
2-1-1, the way it looks.
Mock giving the ball back. Now Beck Hughes is playing the ball to an open Blaze Watson. No! Keegan Banks taking the charge. Blaze Watson just picked up his second foul.
Ryan Kelly, very old.
He just got teed.
Brian
Kelly said that was terrible.
That was a terrible call.
But Ben Neal is not going to have any of this. The referee that gave a technical foul to the Coldwater bench. And now five fouls up on the board for Coldwater. And Eddie Gillen at the free throw line to get to the scorebook, taking the technical free throws.
Gillen, a 61% free throw shooter on the season.
Ryan Hanley getting ready to check in for Coldwater.
I tell you, I've seen some bad calls before, Sean, but that's got to be one of the worst, I think, that I've ever seen.
Eddie Gillen drains the first of the technical free throws, and the fans here are still chattering about that call. This is the second one. 17-11. Blaze Watson comes to the bench and will give way to Ryan Hadley. Spencer Welch will inbound. Opposite sideline following a trip to the free throw line after the technical free throw. Technical foul just against the Coldwater bench.
Don't worry about Waterbury.
Fantastic Terrell Kelly taken away by the Cardinals. Now Beck uses him to a streaking Nate Waterbury. And he's fouled. Marcus Torres for Loy North for his first foul. Team fouls are now even at 6 apiece. They call that a shooting foul.
Actually, it's 1-1. That's 7 on Loy North. Nate Waterbury going to the line.
Okay. Duly corrected and humbly corrected. Nice to be wrong here.
Waterbury in and out.
17-11, still a six-point lead. Three-pointer up top is good for Keegan Banks.
Three three-pointers now on the night for the Knights.
And he said just two in the entire game.
Two of 18. Yeah.
Yikes. Waterbury trying to save the ball, taken away by the Knights. They're running the fast break, and too fast of a break, too hot of a pass to Spencer Welch. He couldn't haul it in.
Well, Cardinals get a break there. Good pressure defense, though, applied by the Knights on that last possession against the Cardinals.
Still a lot of chatter amongst the Coldwater fan base behind us after that.
Oh, they won't let those referees forget that one.
Ball knocked away by the Knights, so Ryan Mock will trigger where the Pep Band would normally be, but tonight the Pep Band has the night off as they get ready to play their District Band Festival, the Concert and Symphonic Band, this weekend.
Well, best of luck to them this weekend at the festival.
Coldwater ball once again. Nate Waterbury's in a lot of trouble. He needs help.
Had a timeout called by Coach Kelly.
That's the most demonstrative timeout call I've ever seen from him. I think he's still steaming over the technical.
There's no doubt. Brian's face was about as red as a shirt.
Hey, you're stealing my line. 17-14. We're staying here as Coldwater hanging on. It's now a three-point lead that they enjoy over Illinois North. 6:20 left to play in the first half. Also gives a chance for the fans to settle down a little bit as the pace has definitely picked up here.
Well, definitely Illinois North's coming right after the Cardinals after that first quarter where they were down 17-10. They've outscored the Cardinals here 4-0 at the start of the second quarter, so Knights don't want this one to get away from them either.
Ryan Mock to inbound, coming out of the timeout. Mock is looking, finds Ryan Hadley in the front court, lofting it, and nice grab by Beckhusen in the open court.
Oh, he got a point! Oh, one! How did that ball go in?
That was a desperation no-look shot attempt by Beckhusen, who still managed to drain it and draw the foul.
Went up against Gillen, didn't it?
It sure did, and that's his second. So he just came to the bench. And Terrell Kelly came in for him. Coldwater leads by five once again. Could be six if Beckhusen finishes on the three-point play, which he does. Here come the Knights. Almost an interception by Beckhusen, and the ball comes to Torres. His three-pointer is short, and the ball is going to go back to the Knights. It looked like it ricocheted off Beckhusen and the Cardinal crazy.
Good job by Luke battling, though, for that rebound.
Spencer Welch triggering in front of the crazies for Lloyd North, and he will find Torres up top to Kelly.
Oh, supposed to a walk there.
Kelly getting the ball back from Welch up top. Torres, Welch on the left wing, 5:55 left to play in the half. Pass coming inside off of Devon Mitchell's hands. The Knights somehow able to retain possession.
Poked away by Beckhusen.
Poked away from Terrell Kelly on his dribble drive. Now here comes Nate Waterbury to Beckhusen. 5:38 left to play in the half. Mock on the left corner. Hold the ball up high. Trying to feed someone that wasn't there. Beckhusen catches up to it. Finds Hadley trying to post up on the high block. Now back to Beckhusen to look toward the Coldwater bench for a play to be called. Hadley, the weave very high. Waterbury lost the dribble off the screen set. Ball sacked down by Taggart, top of the key. 20-14 Coldwater, 5:12 left to play in the half. Now Taggart, left wing three, bounces off the rim. Ball hauled in by Lloyd Norris and Terrell Kelly. Torres flings the ball to Spencer Welch on the left corner. Wanda shoot three over Mock. Now the ball comes down the middle and off the glass and good for Terrell Kelly.
His first bucket of the night. 20-16 in favor of the Cardinals.
Beckhusen puts his shoulder down and gets Terrell Kelly to commit the foul at half court.
His first tonight.
Final 1-1 for Coldwater here in the first half. Beckhusen back at the line. We'll get Grant Maurer coming back in for the boys in red and white. Ryan Hadley to the bench.
Duke shooting just under 50% on the season from the charity stripe.
Again, final 1-1 with 4:46 left to play in the half. Down, up, it's good. He'll get the bonus. Coldwater back up by 5, 21-16. Trevor Perlotto being sent back into the Loy North lineup. Keegan Banks with his two fouls finally coming to the bench. Back into the 1-1 by Beck Hewson is in and out. Von Mitchell flies in for the rebound. Quickly the ball in the night front court. Welch up top for Lotto. Perlotto to Torres. He'll reset things between the circles to the left wing. It comes to Welch. Now up top to Mitchell. Grant Mitchell up top for three, and he drains it. His second of the game. Just a two-point Coldwater lead, 21-19, 4:15 left to play in the half. Also on the backcourt, here's Waterbury, just now getting it across the timeline. Token pressure coming from Grant Mitchell. Like three Mitchells in this roster for the Loy North Knights. I don't know how many of them are related. Mock cut off on the right elbow. He needs help. Finds Taggart on the right corner, trying to post up. Cut off by the double team. Finds Mock. Shoots from 8. Off the back of the hoop. The ball tipped. Tracked down by Mitchell. Finds his point guard, Marcus Torres. Torres quickly two to the right corner. A three-pointer rolls off the hoop for Grant Mitchell. Taggart with a rebound.
Pretty sticky defense being played by Lynn Oryx here in this second quarter.
I'd say nothing of the defense being played by the Cardinals. That's why the score right now is just 21-19 with 3:25 left to play in the first half. The Cardinals have the ball knocked away and they lose it out of bounds. And Lynn Oryx will get it with 3:22 left in the half.
Lynn Oryx obviously shooting the ball from the three-point line a little better tonight. The Cardinals are going to have to get out and get them out there.
Well, they're aided and abetted by that unforced turnover, the pass off of Grant Mitchell's fingertips on the right baseline. Gives the Knights a chance to set up man press. Ryan Mock with the ball off the inbound. Now the Knights peel back. Trevor Perlotto pestering him. Now here comes a trap. Pass on half court line. That forces. Mock was going to be called for a travel. Instead, Trevor Perlotto picks up his second foul, team 10, double bonus.
Mock will go to the line for two. Ryan, an excellent free throw shooter, best on the team, 77.5%.
Eddie Gillen getting ready to check in for Loy North. The two from Mock is good. A little bit of breathing room for the boys in red and white. Coldwater now leads 22-19, 3:04 left to play in the half. Second of two is down, is up, is good for Mock, and Coldwater leads by 4. Here come the Knights. Marcus Torres, I don't think he's taking a break yet tonight.
I don't believe he's been out of the game at all.
A shot by Torres from the left elbow, short, rebounded by Nate Waterbury. Along the left sideline, he comes with the ball. Forced for the half-court circle by Grant Mitchell. Now dribble driving to the left corner of the front court. Up top to Taggart. Being hawked by Devon Mitchell. Now back to Beck Hewson. Torres on defense. The give is to Waterbury. Mock on the left corner once again. Locking the ball. Looking for Taggart inside. But Devon Mitchell has just a little bit more up. He gets the steal. Nice pass underneath. Grant Mitchell. Hatches turns around and is fouled on his shot attempt. Nate Waterbury with his first, just the team's seventh. Shooting foul, Grant Mitchell to the line. Granted the first one, 3-point lead once again for Coldwater, 23-20. Taggart takes a breather and Ryan Hadley comes in for him. 5 on the floor now for Coldwater. It's Maurer, Beck Hughes, and Waterbury, Mock, and Hadley.
Mitchell, a pretty good free throw shooter himself, 74% on the season.
Gets both of them. 2-point lead once again, 23-21, 2:20 left to play in the half. Mock inbounds to Beck Hughes. Now back to Mock as the Knights are turning up the pressure on the press. A dangerous pass, Waterbury off of his hands, and Maurer. being forced out of bounds. Here come the Knights. Here's a shot for three up top by Mitchell. It's short, rebounded by Waterbury. Here he comes out of the end of the floor, splitting the double team. Ball tip doesn't go in. Loose ball tracked down by Hadley. A shot and a miss off the back of the hoop. Here come the Knights, down two. Ball tipped on the pass attempt. Rebound picked up by Luke Beckhues and Waterbury. Gamara on the right wing, down the middle. A shot and another miss from five for Hadley. He gets his own rebound. To the left wing, Beckhues for three. Clank. Ball tracked down again by Hadley. Shoots over the double team from the free throw line. High for glass, no good. Ball flat. Coldwater tracks it down again with a minute 18 left to play in the half. The dribble drive by Maher, kick the ball out. Mock the three, in and out. Ball pulled in by Eddie Gillen for the Knights.
Cardinals with plenty of opportunities, not able to knock anything down there. There we go.
Offensive foul committed by Grant Mitchell. Ryan Hadley very slow in getting up. This Grant Mitchell was laying on him for about 5 minutes after the take the bucket.
Good job by Ryan Hadley, setting his feet, making a charge for the Cardinals.
Coldwater leads 23-21, a minute two left to play in the half. Cardinals able to break the Loy-Noor Express. Here's Grant Maher putting his shoulder down. And Maher is assessing offensive foul.
Yeah.
Nobody gets knocked down as violently as we have the other end of the floor. Maher picking up his second foul, team eight. Player control foul. Maher to the bench. Magos comes in with a 52.8 seconds left to play in the half. Here comes Marcus Torres with the ball. The give is to Welch off the screen. He misses a three-pointer. Torres trying to save it and can't.└
39.8 seconds. Cardinals up by two, 23-21. The end of the first half coming up.
Mock to Waterbury in the backcourt. Now across to Beckhues immediately two times. Just past the half-court line. He needs help. Desperation swing tracked out by Grant Mitchell. Ahead to Welch. Layup good. Despite pressure coming from Beckhues.
Not what Coach Kelly wanted, obviously.
15 seconds left to play in the half. 23-23 tie. Mark, no look pass, whistle, and a foul on a collision.
I got a kick ball.
Well, I noticed that Ryan Hadley was knocked down by his defender.
Well, Norris really turned up the heat here in the second quarter.
23-23 tie. Magos inbounding in front of the Knight bench. Finds Waterbury. 8 seconds left in the half. Magos double teamed on the right wing. Needs help. Trying to find Hadley. It's taken away by Torres. Torres has them up two. Got it. Buzzer does not go in for Devon Mitchell. After one half, the boys' basketball from here, Coldwater High School, it's a 23-23 tie. The Grant County Abstract and Title Halftime Report coming up after this three-minute break. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Saving you money and great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Bobilia.com. How about a 2007 Dodge 1500 4x4 Hemi Quad Cab, just $224 per month? A 2008 Kia Sportage EX with sunroof is just $199 per month. Mobilia has a pair of 2012 Chevrolet Malibu LTs, your choice, just $214 per month. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Downer, Jared Hetrick, Sean Stoddard, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Mobilia. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12, across from the airport, Goldwater.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows Bar and Grill, where their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Tuesday's lunch specials include your choice of a Polish dog with kraut or BLT, each served with your choice of chips or fries. You don't have to eat fast food. Stop by the Willows just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater today and check out their new look.
Hello, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. We see the unique challenges families face, especially with memory-related issues. This is why we have taken great pride in designing homes that cater to these issues related to memory loss. We have made it our goal to provide that specialized care at the most affordable rates in Michigan. Call us today for information or a tour of our facilities at Drew's Place of Coldwater. Call 278-9494.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
It's halftime here at Coldwater High School. The Loyenoir Knights and the Coldwater Cardinals are tied at 23 apiece. The halftime report is brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title. Wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Hibbets Plaza in Coldwater. Call them at 278-6960. First for the Loyenoir tonight, Grant Mitchell with two, Marcus Torres with six to lead tonight. Trevor Perlato with two, Spencer Walsh with five, Burrell Kelly with two, Eddie Gillen, team's leading scorer, held at just a single free throw. That free throw coming on one of two from the technical that was assessed at the Coldwater bench. And Keegan Banks with five. Those are the 23 that are up on the board right now for the night. For Coldwater, meanwhile, Nate Waterbury leading the way with seven, Luke Beckhusen with six, Hadley with one, Blaise Watson with five, and Ryan Mock at four. Those are the 23 that the Cardinals have at the present time. By the quarters, Coldwater outscored Loyenoir in the first 17-10. Second quarter favor the Knights 13-6. Shooting percentages pretty low for both teams, actually. Coldwater 7-24 shooting so far, 29.2%, 1-5 from the three-point line, 20%, 8 of 11 from the charity stripe, 72.7%. Loyenoir, meanwhile, 8 of 23 shooting, 34.8%. They're 4 of 12 from downtown, 33.3%. And 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 75%. Total rebounds, the Cardinals with a big edge, 21-18. Luke Beckhusen, Ryan Hadley, and Nate Waterbury with 3 apiece. Turnovers, 11 each. Off those turnovers, Coldwater with a 12-7 edge. Second chance points, really a wash, a 2-2 for both the Knights and the Cardinals. Points off the bench, Roy Norris with 9, and Coldwater with 6. 8 lead changes and 2 ties.
Statistics kind of bear out the score, you know, 23-23, pretty even game. And, you know, the Roy Norris gives them credit.
Let me just explain. Let me interrupt you here. Let me explain what happened, what's happening right now. We have a fundraiser going on by the junior class to help fund Afterglow for the prom. And Carly Smoker just framed a half-court shot. Now, she can actually do that in a game situation, particularly tomorrow in the district.
Sure, her dad would like to see that. We got another one.
So, both Carly Smoker and this most recent half-court shot, they're the winners of Beats by Dr. Gray earbuds.
Oh, okay. I wondered what the prize was. So.
Okay, so with the remaining time left in this half-court shot contest for the junior class, again, it's helping to fund the afterglow for the upcoming prom. It's going to be the final week in April this year, the junior prom. Another half-court shot attempt hits one of the fluorescent light fixtures. Fortunately, nothing is broken. So where were we before our attention was diverted by the half-court shooting contest?
I think we were talking about how even the statistics bear out the score for the most part. Very close game, Cardinals with a rebounding edge and points off of turnovers, but neither team shooting the ball exceptionally well. The Cardinals at 29.2% from the field goal range, 20% on three-pointers. Good from the free-throw line, though, 8 out of 11 at 72%. Lloyd Marks has knocked down 4 threes in this game that has kept them in this game for the most part, or
absolutely
tied anyway. So, and they are 75% from the free throw line, three out of four, I believe.
Yep.
So pretty evenly played game, you know. The Cardinals owned the first quarter, and then Lloyd Marks owned in the second quarter. So we'll see what happens in half number two.
Earlier tonight, the JV contest went to Coldwater, and we just have another winner.
I did not see it. I'm sorry. JV Cardinals won 63-47.
24 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 steals for Colin Warner to lead Coach Quinn Berry's JV squad.
Just an outstanding night for Colin Warner. He showed a lot of leadership out there for that JV squad. And a very successful season, 14-6 for Coach Quinn Berry's JV squad. Congratulations to them on the end of their season, and looking forward to seeing some of those guys up on the varsity next year.
Or maybe next week.
That's true, too.
See what happens. Speaking of districts, as we were just now, Coldwater, the girls, open up district play tomorrow, taking on the Three Rivers Wildcats. Two-time champions of the Wolverine Conference, and they just handed to Edwardsburg last night for the third time this season, 51-27. When you think about this year's edition of the Three Rivers Wildcats, you have to start with Tegan Reese, who is one of 6 candidates this year for Miss Basketball.
Well, that's quite an honor in itself, and Tegan Reese is going to be a handful tomorrow for Coach Kent Smoker and the Lady Cardinals, but, Coach Smoker's squad has gotten better as the season has progressed. Kenzie Galloway really stepped up her game this season. I'm really impressed with the way she played. And then you got Megan Sklarfar out there for good senior leadership. So, there's a pretty good supporting cast for them, too. So Jordan Shirey in the middle. You know, as we saw, Ken Smoker's daughter, Carly, can knock them down. So, hopefully they'll have an answer for Tegan Reeves tomorrow night. I'm sure Coach Smoker has some sort of a defensive scheme devised for her, and or at least to slow her down anyway. But
she may be one of those girls that you can't really stop completely. You can only hope to slow her down and stop everybody else.
Slow her down. That's exactly right, Sean. Slow her down and stop everybody else. So,
Monday night, Tegan Reeves had 22 points to lead the Wildcats. Lindsay Mazzanari added 12. On Friday night, a game for the de facto Wolverine Conference Championship between the Wildcats and Oswego. Three Rivers got the 46-33 victory, and the aforementioned Tegan Reeves, who will be taking her talents to the next level, playing for Western Michigan's basketball team next year. Anyway, Tegan had 30 points and 21 rebounds.
That's obviously a handful of a basketball player to try to contain. So Coach Smoker and the Lady Cardinals will have their hands full with her tomorrow night, but hopefully they're up to the task and can bring back a victory to Coldwater after the trip to Three Rivers.
So it'll be a 5:30 tip from Sturgis High School, where all the Class B district games are being played for this particular district. Quinn Berry and I will hit the air at 5:20 after a shortened evening journal. We've got 16 more minutes at least of boys basketball left here in the regular season for Coldwater. They're tied with Lloyd Warwick, 23-all. Second half coming up in 2 minutes. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
No matter what time of year, Culey's Jewelry will help you say, "Will you marry me?" with an extraordinary diamond ring. Culey's diamonds are hand-chosen for their quality and beauty, with prices lower than any chain store. Right here in Coldwater, Culey's is the diamond source for the best prices and service you expect. With engagement rings starting at $299 and going to the sky's the limit, Culey's is something for everyone. Has your old engagement ring started to show its age? Now is the time to bring it back to life with a new remount or refurbishing. The Culey's girls take great pride in their ability to recommend and revamp your aging jewelry into beautiful new pieces that will remain treasured keepsakes for many years to come. Stop into Culey's Jewelry today and see the many mountings and styles available for your precious stones. Culey's Jewelry, the best source for the best prices and service you expect. Downtown Coldwater since 1968.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue, just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.